Hello everyone, welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is October 18th, 2015. In this segment, we'll take a look at the week that was, and how the planetary energies in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. Last week's conjunction of Mars and Jupiter put together the planet of combat with the planet of ideology, both together in Leo, the sign of leadership. One obvious manifestation of this energy pattern was the first Democrat candidates debate. The debate last Tuesday was really all about Hillary. As the apparent front runner, it was hers to win or lose. Clearly, she held her own, and at one point, she even got an assist from her main rival, Bernie Sanders. Bernie was his usual self, full of piss and vinegar, as he channeled the American electorate's frustration with the federal government's seeming lack of concern with the plight of the middle class. No surprise, then, that the Mars-Jupiter-Venus conjunction was transiting in his ninth house of beliefs and philosophies. According to establishment commentators, Hillary won the debate by being both commanding and personable, answering the questions and engaging her co-candidates with no hesitation. Polls taken a few days after the debate seemed to confirm that Mrs. Clinton had made some headway. For Hillary, the Venus-Mars-Jupiter transit in Leo was powering up the 11th house of her chart, the house that indicates goals, gains, and accomplishments. This combo of planets lasts through October, so she better take advantage of it because, come November, it will be a different ballgame. Jupiter and Mars have been together in Leo since mid-September. It's the planet of confidence and ideology, combined with the planet of action and combat, in the sign of leaders and governments, which can lead to military overreach by governments. President Obama announced last week that he's decided to keep over 5,000 troops in Afghanistan, rather than reducing down to 1,000 as previously planned. His reasoning is that it is the right thing to do. Iran deployed hundreds of Iranian soldiers to northern and central Syria in an effort to support Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in an anti-rebel ground offensive. And in a move calculated to enrage Beijing, the Pentagon says that it is going to send U.S. warships to patrol closer than ever to the secretive island outposts that China is developing on atolls in the South China Sea, thereby threatening China's bid to lay claim to that strategic part of the Pacific Ocean. An ongoing planetary pattern is the transit of Saturn in Scorpio, running from November 2014 to January 2017. Scorpio is the 12th house of the USA natal chart. The 12th house of a country's chart deals with criminality, imprisonment, spies, and espionage, all that cloak and dagger stuff. Saturn is the reality check planet. Last week, revelations about U.S. drone operations overseas were published by a group known as The Intercept. These are some of the same reporters who assisted Edward Snowden in bringing his revelations to the public. The latest cache of leaked documents reveals the decision-making process involved in drone strikes in the greatest detail yet, starting with the initial selection of a target and moving up the chain of command to the president, who authorizes the strikes. The drone papers indicate that in 1 5-month period, 90% of those killed in drone strikes were not the intended targets. Slow-moving Uranus has been transiting in the fourth house of the USA chart, the House of Lands, and is now directly opposite the USA natal Saturn, the planet that signifies order, stability, and structures. It's a planetary setup with ominous implications for this coming winter. In what could be an opening act of what is to come, Mother Nature took control of Interstate 5 north of Los Angeles, forcing a total shutdown of that critical artery that joined Southern California to the rest of the state. 3.5 inches of rain fell in less than an hour, causing landslides that buried trucks and cars in up to 5 feet of mud. It took over a day to clear things up. Okay, that'll do it for this week's review of the week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.